it, but what you felt a lot better is they did share it, which is okay.
By the sun.
Wonderful. Should I have only symptoms? Not sure how far we go. We're on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, I think. I don't remember from where we start. Wonderful. Should have only symptoms. Not sure how far we go. We're on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, I think. I don't remember from where we start. Let's see again the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and then we'll go to the Gemara on Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah records that there was a takkone made by Rabbi Gamliel Azokain. There were two different Rabbi Gamliels. There was Rabbi Gamliel Azokain as opposed to a later Tana Rabbi Gamliel. There were three Rabbi Shimon Gamliels. So it causes confusion. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel Azokain, the first Rabbi Gamliel, made a takana to change the practice. What was the practice? If a man sends a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, and later on he changes his mind, and he wants to recall the shliach. So if he notifies the shliach, don't deliver the get, or he notifies the wife before the shliach delivers the get to her, he notifies the wife that I sent the shliach, but I changed my mind, I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. So that's fine. He changes his mind, and he notifies the wife, and he notifies the shliach, so there's no chashash of takola. The shaila is, what if he sends a shliach to deliver a get? He neither notifies the wife, nor notifies the shliach. The shliach goes and he delivers the get. The shliach didn't know he's not supposed to. The shliach didn't realize the husband changed his wife. Husband changed his mind. The wife doesn't know that the husband changed his mind. So it's going to be a big michshol. It's going to be a takola. The wife is going to go remarry based on the get, thinking that it's okay. You're going to have children. The children will be mamzerim, because since the husband backed out from the get, he backed out from delivering from the shliach. So the get is nishkin get, and the woman is still an eshesish, and the children will all be mamzerim. So originally, the Mishnah says, Barishayna, the last three lines in the Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Barishayna, originally the practice would be, Ayoyse Bezin B'makam Acher, the husband would convene a Bezin. So last time we learned Gittin, we had a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. When it says in the Mishnah, he convenes a Bezin of how many people? Does it mean a Bezin of three, like it usually means? Or over here, it's not a real din of a Bezin of two is enough. You don't need a bezin of three. So that's a machlokes. So originally he used to convene a bezin, b'makom acher, in a different city, and he would declare in the presence of the bezin, umevatloi, and he would declare in the presence of the bezin that I sent the shliach to deliver the get. I have no way of reaching the shliach, I have no telephone, but I want you to know I changed my wife. I have no way of contacting my wife. I have no way of contacting the shliach before he gives the get, but I want you to know I changed my mind and I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. And I'm a vatel shliach. So originally that was the practice, that once in a while the husband would pull such a stunt. He would convene a bezin of two or three and notify them that he changes his mind. And this would bring about michshol. So Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azokain, Rabbi Gamliel saw this takola. So he made a takana that you're not allowed to do that. Shlo Yehu Osim Kain, Mipnei Tikkun Hoylam. Made a takana that you're not allowed to do that. Mipnei Tikkun Hoylam. That's what it's doing over here, because the Mishnayos are not going to have a series, that's what we learned, a series of two prokim of various takonis in different areas. This one happens to be in the area of Gittin. The others are going to be in other areas, not even in Gittin, all takonis mipnei tikkun olam. What's the takona here mipnei tikkun olam? What are we concerned about? What's the michshol that's going to come out? So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroi. That's what we're up to. On Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, around 10 lines from the top.
Come on.
My tikkun olam. What is the concern that Rabbi Gamliel Azakin had that prompted him to make this takana that you're not allowed to do that? That the husband is not allowed to be mevatel shliach without contacting the shliach or without contacting the wife. What's the consideration? So Rabbi Yechanan says simple, takonas mamzer. That was the pashup shot. The wife isn't going to know, the shliach is going to know, the shliach is going to deliver the get, she's going to go remarry, thinking in all honesty and all sincerity that she's divorced. She's going to have children from the second husband, she'll be in violation of Lei Sinov, the children will all be mamzer. So that's a gefelech hamichshol. That's what Rabbi Yechanan learns. And Reish Lakish doesn't learn like that. Reish Lakish says, Mifnei takonas agunas. Let's see. Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Yechanan, Mifnei takonas mamzerim. Why? He says, what's the issue over here? Whether that's the chashash or the some other chashash. The Gemara says, this ties in with the machlokes that we had previously on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. When the Mishnah says, originally, before the generation of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, Hayoyse Bezin B'mokam Achir, the husband would convene a Bezin, either two or three people, and notify them, I sent the shliach to deliver again, I changed my mind, I have no way to get in touch with the shliach, but I want you to know, I changed my mind. So what is it? Is it a Bezin of two or is it a Bezin of three? If it's a Bezin of three, the Gemara says, so then, Kolo Yislei, if you tell three people, then the whole world is going to find out about it. So then you don't have to be concerned about takanas mamzerim. You don't have to be concerned about the fact the wife will never know, the shlich will never know. If he told three people, so Mistam, everybody will find out about it. That's how the Gemara says in Bava Basra, there's a whole perek cheskes habatim. The Gemara says, chaver chaver islay, v'chaver de chaver chaver islay. So the Gemara has there a principle, milsa de nesamra, bapi beit losa, leiz be mishum lishne bisha. The Gemara says, if something is public knowledge, if three people know about it already, so there's no isa loshen hara, because everybody knows there are a lot of details in that din, it's not so pashut, but the basic principle is, if three people know, so then it's going to have a lot of piercing.
Not three people know, he has to tell three people. Not three
people. Here, yeah, here he has to tell three people.
So that's how they know.
Here, yeah.
They have to have three people.
Right.
Yeah, it'll go much more, but if you tell two, even though more than people know, but it's heishnish gezur.
Right. Fewer people will know. If you tell two people, also a lot of people will know, but fewer people will know. If you tell three people, so you assume that's quite a degree of piercing. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, that Rabbi Gamliel's concern was a chashash of mamzeris. Why a chashash of mamzeris? If Rabbi Yechanan would have learned pshat that before, in the generation before, preceding Rabbi Gamliel, you need a bezin of three, so what's for a chashash mamzeris? Mistama, the woman will find out very soon. There are people traveling back and forth. You got to tell three people, you change your mind. So Ms. Thomas will find out before she's going to be married. She's not going to get a shidduch overnight. She has to wait 92 days before she... Sarik Be'yo, you have to wait Havchana 92 days. In 3 months, Ms. Thomas will already find out that she's not supposed to remarry, that the husband changed his mind before the shidduch gave the get.
92 days, does she wait 92 days from the time of receiving the get or from the date of the get?
Right, that was a machlokes in the Gemara. And there's a machlo. There are two gears. Is what the maskana is. How long you have to wait? Whether wait. Are up already from the minute of year.
Then the cold can't catch up either.
Okay, okay. So Miss Thomas going to take her off. She's not going to marry overnight. She has to go out with someone. She has to find out to whom she wants to marry by the zivik chain. It'll take a while. So the while that it'll take, she'll already find out. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan who says. Takanas mamzerim, that we're afraid she's going to remarry, he apparently thinks, like the pshat before, like Rav Nachman, that bifnei shnayim, that in the generation before Rabbi Gamliel, when the husband will make the bitl hashliches, shaloi bifnei hashaliach, shaloi bifnei wisha, he only tells two people, and it's going to be less kolo, less piercing. So there's a possibility the wife will never find out about it. So that was quite a concern. Rabbi Gamliel is afraid of Mamzer, is afraid of Lysino, so then he made a takanim if they think it oil. But Reish Lakish holds like Rav Sheish is that the in the generation before Rabbi Gamliel, when they used to have the practice also of Bezna Mamakam Acher, when they convened the Bezna had to have a Bezna of three, so there's no Chashash of Mamzeris. So what was Rabbi Gamliel worried about? What takala is going to happen? So that's what prompts Reish Lakish to say, not a chashash mamzeris, it's mepnei takonas agunois. Look here, the husband already decided he's going to divorce his wife, he already sent the shliach to go deliver the get. So what does he have to change his mind? Give the woman a get already. What is it? Let her get. So he sends the get, and the shliach is halfway to California. All of a sudden, the husband says, changes his mind. What do you? What? Give her the get, and don't give her a hard time. What he wants to patch up, he wants to make shalom bayis. He's not making shalom bayis. She lives all the way over there in California. Why is hashaleach get? Why is he sending the get? Because she lives in a different city. They're separated anyway. They're not living together. So that's what Reish Lakish calls mifnei takonas agunas. If you're holding by getting divorced, so there's shem pata, give her the get and don't give her a hard time.
Mifnei
takonas mamzerim. Kolay mishalayu hu mamzerim be Yisrael.
Shouldn't say to call him Zeran that you fix him.
Why does it say Kleimer? It's obvious. The pshat is obvious.
Not to translate it literally.
Taka to be misakin in Mamzer.
That's right.
You're not misakin in Mamzer. You want to prevent Mamzer.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. So that's how the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Rama Mpnei Takonas Mamzerim. Rabbi Yechon says, the Pasha Pshat, like we would learn the Mishnah, we're concerned the woman is going to remarry, Shalai Kedin. He obviously saw like Rav Nachman, he thinks like Rav Nachman, the Amav Bifnei Shnayim. That when the husband in the generation before Rabbi Gamliel, the husband would be Mavatl Shliach. Shalai Bifanov, he only says it in the presence of two. Ubeitre, and if you only have two people, Leisle Kola, Leislu Kola. It's not as much Pearson as if you would have had a three. Therefore, the Hiloy Shama, there is a possibility, maybe the Hiloy Shama, the wife will not hear about it. Velo Yodlo, and she won't know about it. The Oslo, she will go. Min Savo, she'll remarry. The Ika Mamzer, and she'll have children from the second husband, they'll be Mamzer. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel was prompted to make a Takana the next generation, Mipnei Takanas Mamzer, to prevent Mamzeris. But Reish Lakish says, it's not Takanas Mamzeris. You're not afraid, there's not going to be Mamzeris. Why? Sova like Rav Sheshes, Reish Lakish says like Rav Sheshes, that even in the earlier generation, the Yama Bifnei Shloisha, Ubeit Lasa, and if he's going to make the Bitla Get, Bitla Shlichas in the presence of three people, is the Chislu Kala. It's going to be tremendous Pirsum. So therefore, Vishoma, Vyoda, the wife will find out about it, the wife will know, and there's no concern that she's not going to remarry, not going to have any Mamzer. V'loy Minzavo, she'll know, and she won't remarry. So what prompted Rabbi Gamliel Azok and Tveika Takana? The Takonas Agunas Udiiko. It's not Takonas Mamzer. It's only because of Takonas Agunas. What's Haistan Aguna? What kind of an Aguna? An Aguna means they're separated anyway. So give her the get. Once you already sent the Shliach, so give her the get. What do you have to see?
She wouldn't be able to remarry?
Yeah. That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim halacha lemaisa after Rabbi Gamliel Azoka made the takana. What is the takana consist of? Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azoka had to gemachta takana that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be the husband it, should not be mevatel. Once he sent the shliach to deliver the get, if he's able to notify the yisha, fine. Notify before they deliver the get. But if you're unable to contact the wife or the shliach in advance of the nesinas get, you should not convene a bezin where you are and be mevatel shalai b'fanav. But now the question is, you should not. You're not allowed to. As an aveira. What if the guy's a wise guy and he goes and he does it anyway? He goes and he's mevatel the shliach shalai b'fanav in violation of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin's takon. So he's a shegetz. But do you say that the bitla shlichas helps? And the din is the same as it was in the generation before Rabbi Gamliel Azokin? Rabbi Gamliel Azokin only declared that it's an averi, shelo yehu osin kein. He prohibits you, he forbids you from doing that. But what if you went ahead, you did it? So the din remains the same. But he say, no, Rabbi Gamliel Azokin not only made a takana prohibiting this activity, he said that even b'riyeved, if you mevatel shliach shelo b'fanav, the bitl is not chal. Even b'fnei bezin. So that's the machlekes hatanoim. Tana Rabban, and it says in Ebrais, bitla mevutol divrei Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion that if the husband went ahead and he violated the takanas Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, so he violated, so he did an aver, but still, bitloi mevutol, the bitl of the shlichus is still a good bitl. And they get it, you leave it on a din derai, so he did.
Doesn't matter if it's between two or three items.
Yeah. Still
however you're passing, either two or three. If you won't have the two or the three, that itself is only Midirabbanan. The whole discussion of Rab, You see, Rabbi Gamliel Azokin made a takana in the later generation. So it sounds like in the earlier generation there was no takana at all. So Tosis points out, no. B'tchila b'rishayna hayoyset bezim b'makam achem mevatel. That hayoyset bezim is also a takana. On the level of the raisa, the husband could be mevatel the shliach shaloi b'fonov without even requiring a bezim. The requirement of the bezim, either the bezim of two, the bezim of three, that's all, that goof is only midirabbanon. That's what Tosis pointed out. So Tosis says, that was on the first daf, and Taisa says it over here on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Taisa says it on Lamed Aleph and on Lamed Beis. Taisa says that for sure was evenly ikuva. That if in the earlier generation, before Rabbi Gamliel Azokin's takana, there already was a takana that if the husband wants to be mevatel shliach, shaloi b'fnei huisha v'shaloi b'fnei ashliach, he has to convene a bezna of two, a bezna of three. That for sure is makid b'diyevet. What if the husband is a wise guy, is going to be mevatel shliach shaloi b'fonov? Shalai b'fnei bezin. But then Tosis says that beetle for sure is no good. That for sure is no good. The machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is only regarding the later takana of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. That later takana, was that such a strong takana that also even b'diyevet bitloy ain't a mevutl? If the husband is mevatl shliach, shalai b'fnei habal, shalai b'fnei ashaliach. In violation of Takanas Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, so even b'diyevet the bitl is not valid. Even b'diyevet the bitl is not valid, and the get is good. But he say no. Rabbi Gamliel Azokin only said you're not allowed to do it, but he never said that even b'diyevet it's not chal. So that's the machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe says bitloy mevutol. Direi Rebbe, if he's mevatel the get, then the rai says that the get is bottle. Rabbi Gamliel Azokin only said it's an issa to do it. Rav Shimon Gamliel says nothing doing. Any yochaloi levatloi v'loi lehoisif al tenoi. No, he says the husband can neither be mevatel get mikol v'kol. He's going to make a declaration. I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. Period. He cannot do that. Even b'diyevet it's not chal, and also not v'loi lehoisif al tenoi. Let's say originally when the husband gave the shliach the get to deliver to his wife, so he put one condition. He said, when you deliver the get to my wife, she owes me $1,000, make sure you collect the money. And now after the shliach is halfway crossing over America, so the husband wants that on another tonight. I forgot, she owes me another $5,000 from another occasion. I don't want you to give the get.
And
so if he can contact the shliach, he can add on whatever tonight you want. But if he can neither contact the shliach nor contact the wife in advance of the nesina, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, any yochel lehoisif al tonight. He cannot add another tonight on. Whatever he cannot notify the shliach nor notify the wife in advance, he cannot change it all. And even if he did it, bit later mevutl. The adding of the tanai is meaningless, and the cancellation of the shliach is meaningless. Why? Shim Kain, if you're going to say that the takanas from Gamliel Azokin is only, that we call you ashegetz if you're going to be mevutl. It's a big deal. So call him ashegetz. He'll continue to do, yes, I won't give him after. He'll go to another shul, he'll get shishi. Yeah. This shul, they won't give him shishi. Go to another shul, he'll get shishi. What's the problem? Im Kain, you're going to say that b'diyevet, if he goes and he violates takanas from Gamliel Azokin, the bitl will cancel again. Makoch bez niofe. So the takanas from Gamliel has no teeth to it. Everyone will just violate. It's the garnishment garnish. And Rebbe says not so. Rebbe says not, we leave it out in the rice. That's the Machlegis Rebbe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Freg the Gemara Akasha, we happen to paskin like Rebbe. Halachic, whenever there's a Machlegis Rebbe in the other Tanamim, usually, most of the time, we paskin like Rebbe. That the Takonis Rabbi Gamliel Azokin is only Lechatchili, you're not allowed to do it. And it's an Avera de Rabbanon. But Bitla, if your husband went ahead and he was Mevatel Aget Shleiv Efnei Ashliach, but he ever the Bitla will be good. So now the Gemara Freg Takasha, Arab Shimon Gamliel. It doesn't make any sense. We pass like Rebbe, so there's no problem. But how can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold such a shita? We have a whole sugya in the Gemara and Yevamos on Daf Peites. To what extent do the Chachamim have authority to change the dinim deraisa? The Chachamim we know have authority. Asus Yoglator, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Heimar Meshlosh Advarim, Heaven Misunim Adin, and so on. Asus Yoglator. We learn up in the Pasuk, Gushmartim es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris and Mishmarti, that the Chachamim in every generation are authorized to institute Harchokis and Xeris and Siogim Drabon. What about the reverse? That the Chachamim have they have for some reason or another, they want to institute a Kula. They find they have a compelling reason why they want to institute a Kula. Do they have the ability to do that? Let's say we discussed, let's say the Jews live in suburbia, far away from the shul, and if you're gonna tell them on Shabbos and Yom Tov they're not allowed to drive to shul, so they'll hold their whole Jewish identity. And we want to know, are the Rabbonim, are the Orthodox rabbis allowed to encourage the Balabatim to drive to shul in order to maintain Jewish identity? Are you allowed to do that or not? If they think it's going to work. If they think that by telling them to drive. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Yesh keach v'yachachomim lakadov manator b'shevi al tasa. Sometimes the Chachomim have authority to tell us to violate the laws of the Torah. Yeah, when? They tell you, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, don't blow shofar. When Sukkot falls on Shabbos, don't shake the lulav and yes, we give them in Torah, you have to shake the lulav and you have to blow shofar. But the Rabbanah, they tell you to violate the din deraisa, but to violate the shevi al tasa, not to fulfill a mitzvah says it. But ein koyach, ein the Chacham do not have authority so far. Ein koyach v'yad Chachamim lakadov man HaTorah b'kum v'yaseh. The Chachamim were never given authority by the Torah to be makel, to tell you that you have a right to violate Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, that they're not authorized to do. There's a limit to the rabbinic authority. So that's the Gemara's kasha over here. Umi komidi, where is there such an example of a case? The midir aisa, batal gita. What happened over here? The husband convened the bezden where he was, and he says he backs out from the minui hashlichus. He changes his mind. He doesn't want the shlich to deliver the get. So manatara din is that he can cancel the shlichus, even though the wife doesn't know, the shlich doesn't know. Manatara can back out from the shlichus. And with the Rabbanan, we say not only is it forbidden for him to do that, or forbidden, not only is it forbidden, but Rab Shimon Gamliel says, bitloi eina mevutl, because him came akach bez niyofa. So we say with the Rabbanan, even if the husband went ahead and was mevatl get, the bitla get is meaningless. And when the shliach delivers the get, the woman is permitted to remarry. But in Atayra, she's not allowed to remarry.
Why is this kasha only on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not on the first takana?
Right, so that's what Taisa says. It's the same question.
Yeah.
Same question in the first takana. Mm-hmm. Taisa said that there was a takana before the generation of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That if the husband is mevatel leget, shalai b'fnei bezn, hayoyse b'tchila hayoyse bezn b'makam acher, if he wouldn't convene the bezn of two or three, then even Rebbe agrees that bitla edem of wutl. So Taisa says, yeah, that takon, everybody agrees, that was a very strong takon. So this Gemara's discussion goes on that too.
Yeah.
It goes on Rab Shimon Gamliel within takonas Rabbi Gamliel Azok, and it goes on the original takon that Taisa says, everybody agrees that would be bitla edem of wutl. That was assumed all along. That's a din of Asi Dibo and Mabatal Dibo. That's how the Gemara assumed all along. If I appoint a shliach, as long as the shliach didn't fulfill the shlichus, it's only called dibur, it's not called a maise. So I can express a das later to cancel my original das. That's called osi dibur. Dibur doesn't only mean speaking, dibur means an expression of das. Osi dibur, mabatal dibur. His later das that he does not want the shlich to deliver the get can cancel the earlier das that he said he wants the shlich to deliver the get. So that's mederaisa daloch. Osi dibur, mabatal dibur. You can always back out. So all of the restrictions are only with the Rabbanan, that he can only do it if he convenes a bezin. And he can only do it if he can notify the shliach or the wife in advance. If he does notify, he cannot do it. All of these limitations are all with the Rabbanan. And on the level of the Raisa, there are no limitations. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Mika, midi, how can there be such a thing? The midi, a Raisa, batal gita, minatar of the husband, backs out from the mino hashlichis. So he backs out, and the shliach's delivering of the get is meaningless, and the woman is still an eishes ish. Umishum akoyach bezn yofa, because of a political reason, Rabbi Gamliel Azaka made a takana. So if everyone will violate his takana, and they'll be able to get away with it, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, makoyach bezn yofa, so the takana is Rabbi Gamliel Azaka and goes down the drain. So because of this political consideration, you don't want it, the takana is Rabbi Gamliel Azaka should be so shvach, you want to put teeth into the takana. So you're making mishum makerbe sharid and eshesish li'alma. You permit the eshesish to remarry. That's in violation of the rule. Then koyach v'yad chachamim lakadov men atar v'kum v'yasei. The chachamim only have authority to tell us to violate mitzvahs atar. Mitzvahs esay, they tell us shevi al tasa. Don't perform the mitzvah, don't shake the lulav, and don't listen to the tkiyah shofar. But they have no authority to permit an eshesish to remarry. That's called Enkoach Lako Bekum V'yaseh. So on this kasha, the Gemara answers, and the answer is yes. No problem. Why is no problem? This case, and all other cases in Shas, there is no such thing. They'll tell the Balabatim, we permit you with the power vested in us as Orthodox rabbis, we allow you to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos and Yontif in order to maintain Jewish identities. I say, they can't do that. And they cannot tell people the Gemara has cases there. They cannot tell people that that they're allowed to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash if it's Chulam Bazar. They were Yotzi ready with the first korban. They said, we don't like the first korban. Bring it. The first korban was Pasal Medirabbanan. Bring another korban. Bring another chatas if the first chatas was good. So the second chatas is not Bob and Adur Nadov. It's going to be Chulam Bazar. Or let's say the Gemara has another case. Something is Tevel. And Medirabbanan, they say it's not Tevel. What do you mean Medirabbanan is not Tevel? It's an Issa Misa B'day Shemaim to eat Tevel. The Chachamim cannot declare that you're allowed to eat Tevel. The Gemara has various cases of Ein Kach V'yar Chacham Lakadol Menator B'Kum Yaseh. So in the cases of eating treifas, in the case of bringing korbanos that you're not allowed to bring, cases of Chilul Shabbos, all cases you say, Ein Kach V'yar Chacham, the Chacham do not have authority to be Matar and Issa Deraisa. The one exception to the rule is, if a man got married, so the Chachamim thing can declare that... Hey, Mama, that what? If you give a get that's only good midirabbanon, that's good to cancel a marriage that was good midirabbanon. How can that be? But the get midirabbanon is no good. The get is only good midirabbanon. The woman is still an eshes ish. So Rashi and Tosis learn shot like this. Normally, 99% of the people who get married bizman hazeh get married al yedei kesef. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Kiddushin there are three ways to get married. Either Ish Mekadosh, either Ayidei Kesef, Ayidei Shtar, or Ayidei Bir. Three ways to get married. So the Rambam writes, from the three ways to get married, there's an interesting Rambam's Gemara based on this Gemara. The Rambam says the three ways to get married, two of them are Minatorah, and one is only Medivrei Seifim. Two are Minatorah means it's Torah Shebichsav, and one is only Torah Shebalpeh. The term Divrei Seifim means Torah Shebalpeh. Sometimes it means Dinim Derabbanan, which are also part of Torah Shebalpeh, and sometimes it means Dinim Deraisa that are Torah Shebalpeh. The Divrei Seifim is a vague term in the Rambam. The Rambam gets it from the Tanaim. The Tanaim and Mishnais and Brises often use the term Divrei Seifim to mean Dinim Derabbanan, and once in a while they use the term Divrei Seifim to mean a Din Deraisa, which is only Torah Shebalpeh. So the Rambam writes that Kiddushei Kesef is only Divrei Seifim. Because how do you know that such a thing exists, Kesef? So the Gemara says, Yavana, Kicha, Kicha, Nusdei Ephron. It says, Kicha, Chishisho, the verb that's used is Kicha. And it says by Ephron, when Avraham Avinu bought the Moros HaMachpelah from Ephron Achiti, he says, Vayikach has kalar to miyoda, he bought it. So just like by Ephron, how did he buy it?
Money.
By cash, by money. So to a man can be Mekadosh and Isha by money, because the same verb appears by both. So the Rambam says, Gzeira Shavo, that's not Torah Shebichsav. It's a Din Deraisa, but it's only Torah Shebalpeh. That's Divrei Seifim. Kiddushei Biyo, that's Kemat Mefurush in the Pasuk, Rashi quotes. It says, Kika Chishisho Uba Ola. So Kika Chishisho Uba Ola. Here where Rashi writes, Dvarim Chav Dalet. In the wide lines in Rashi. In parentheses, Kika Chishisho Bolo. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, from that Pasuk, the Pasuk, Shad in the Pasuk doesn't really say that. If a man gets married, and then he's living with his wife, and then he wants to divorce her. But the Gemara says an additional level of interpretation, that's Kimat Mefurish, Kikechishisha by Biyah. There's such a thing as Kiddushi Biyah. The Chachamim said that it's improper to be Mekadosh B'Biyah. Rav Mangid, right, Rashi quotes, Rav used to give here, where Rashi writes Kiddushin Daf Yud Beisam and Beis in parentheses, so he says, Rav used to give Makas Mardis. Rav Mangid used to give Makas Mardis to anyone who would be Mekadosh B'Biyah. That's not permissible. The Gemara says Mishum Pritzusa, that it's not Derech Eretz to be Mekadosh B'Biyah. So that's out of the question. And then there's another way to do Kiddush and Ayde Shtar. How do you know there's such a thing as Kiddush Shtar? Because we have Makish Havai Yitzia. There's only one way to get divorced, Ayde Shtar. The Chumash says, you write a shtar, that's a get, and the husband gives the shtar to the wife. And the Pasuk says, the Yotze V'Hoysa, the Pasuk says, when a man divorces his wife, she can go remarry anybody she wants. So since the two verbs are written one next to the other in the same Pasuk, she gets divorced and then she goes and remarries, that's called Makish Havai Litzia Hekish. Hekish means if you have two dinim written in the same Pasuk. Here you have getting married and getting divorced written in the same Pasuk, to indicate that there's some connection, there's some relationship, there's some shaykhis. That what's the shaykhis? The hainu. So you can either say you can get divorced by kesef, just like it. You can't get divorced by bia. That doesn't make sense. You can be mikadosh by bia. You can't get divorced by bia. That doesn't make any sense. So either the pasuk means to say makrish habayilitzi, you can get divorced by kesef also, or it means you can get married by shtar also. So to get divorced by kesef, that's out of the question. The Gemara learns from a pasuk that kesef cannot accomplish. He cannot do kesef to get divorced.
Sefer
Karsa Bein Davar Achar Karsa. The only way to get divorced, we had it before in Gittin. Yeah. The only way to get divorced is only Ayidei Shtar, not Ayidei Kesef. So what is the Hekish telling me? Makash Habayi Leitzir. So the Hekish tells me that just like Gerishin can be accomplished Ayidei Shtar, so too there's such a thing as Kiddushin Ayidei Shtar.
But that's also
the research. Yeah. Oh, so the Rambam holds that a Hekish, when you have stronger. Two things written in the same person, that's
like
stronger. That's right. That's more closer to Torah Shebichsav. It's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, he considers that more Torah Shebichsav. As opposed to Gzeir Shavah, Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephron, that he calls Divrei Sofim, that he calls Torah Shebalpeh. And then the Rambam writes, the Kvad Noga Kol Yisroel Kaddish B'Kesef, and the Minig by Klal Yisrael is that we use Kiddushi Kesef, that we don't allow Kiddushi Bia, that's the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't have to say Kvar Noga Kol Yisroel. The Rambam means to say we prefer to do Kiddushi Kesef as opposed to Shtar. So it sounds as if the Rambam is saying that we have chosen to prefer Dafke, the Torah Shebaal Peh form of Kiddushin, as opposed to Torah Shebichsav, because the Karoyim didn't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So they taka never did Kiddushin Kesef. They only did Kiddushin Bi or Kiddushin Shtar. The Karoyim ad Yom Hazeh, ad Yomeinu. They don't do Kiddushin Kesef. So the Rambam writes that the Frum Yidin, for not call the Sala Kaddish B'Kesef, we want to demonstrate. So we do subscribe to the Torah Shebaal Peh, so we choose, we prefer Dafke to do Kiddushi Kesef to show that we follow the Torah Shebaal Peh. So where did the Rambam, what's the relevance of this Rambam? Usually when the Rambam says something, he's quoting a Gemara, or he's quoting a Tosefta, he's quoting a Yerushalmi, he's always quoting something. Once in a while, I think there are 99 places in the Rambam where he has an original idea and he writes Yeroy Ali. In my opinion, what is the Rambam quoting over here when he says that from the three ways to make Kiddushin, two of them are Torah Shebichsav and one of them is Torah Shebaal Peh? He says that Kiddushi Bia and Kiddushi Shtar are Torah Shebichsav and Kiddushi Kesef is Torah Shebaal Peh. Is the Rambam quoting a Gemara? Is he quoting something? Yes. So the Mefarshim say yes, quoting this Gemara.
That's how they can be accurate.
Right. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam is simply copying over this Gemara. Why did the Gemara think? The Gemara raised a question over here. If the man is married and the woman is an Eishes Ish Min HaTorah, then the husband sends a get al yidei shliach, and then he changes his mind. After the shliach is in Wisconsin, the husband changes his mind. He has no telephone. He has no telegraph. He has no way to notify the shliach or the wife, and he backs out when the shliach is halfway gone. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to back out. Takonas Rabbi Gamliel Azok, and it's an Aveira to back out. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, not only is it an Aveira to back out, in Bitloy, Einam Avutl. Even if he backs out, the Bitl Aget is not Chal, and the Get is good. So the Gemara says, how can it be the Get is good and the woman is allowed to remarry? But on the level of their Isa, he backs out, the woman is still an Eishes Ish. How can a chachamim tell an Eishes Ish that she's allowed to remarry? Ain't kach v'yar chacham lakadav min atar b'kum v'yasei. And for the Gemara, no, it's okay, because 99% of the people only get married with Kiddushi Kesef. That's what the Rambam says, pranoga kol Yisrael kaddish b'kesef. So where did the Rambam get that from? So the Rambam got it from this Gemara. Not that the Rambam made his own survey. The Rambam got it from this Gemara, pranoga kol Yisrael kaddish b'kesef. So the Gemara says, since most of the people, the people get married Ayidei Kesef, and Kiddushi Kesef is not really Torah Shebichsav, it's only Torah Shebaal Peh, so that's not in violation of this klal. The klal is, Ein Kerech, the Chacham do not have authority. Ein Kerech V'yar Chacham Laka Dover Men HaTorah, B'kum V'yasei. So the Rambam understands Dover Men HaTorah means Dover, that's Torah Shebichsav. But if something is a Din Deraisa, but it's only Torah Shebaal Peh, is Yesh Kerech V'yar Chacham Laka Dover, the Araisa, Abul Hu Torah Shebaal Peh, it's only Divrei Sofrim, Yesh Kach Lako B'kum V'yaseh. Am Mechudish Dikidit? That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. So the Gemara says, U'mishum Ha'kerech Be'ez Diyom, Shavir Inesh Yisish Liyam, everything Gemara, and yes, he can. Why? Call the Mekadosh Adaita, the Rabbanon Mekadosh, Avkina Rabbanon, the Kiddushim Inesh. The Chachamim have the right to annul the marriage and to not Kiddushin Rabbanan, the Poshup Shat. It's Kiddushin of Torah Shebal Peh.
And you get Misa based on
that? Yeah, Torah Shebal Peh is also the Raisa. Yeah, you get Misa also.
The Misa you get and everything, but somehow there's a loophole that the Rabbanan to be Archer.
Right. Yeah. There was one opinion in the Gemara in the Sugi Yivamas on Daf Peches, on Daf Peches, that Yeshkach Yachachachamim Lakadam and Adafilu Bekumi Yaseh. The Babli comes to the conclusion that ain't Koyach, they don't have the authority. The Mefarshim, some of the Mefarshim on Yushalmi claim the Yushalmi comes to the opposite conclusion. The Yushalmi holds that Yesh Koach Lakar Afilu B'Kum Yaseh. But we follow the Babli. Babli says that ain't Koach Lakar. So the Rambam understood this Gemara like the Rabbis of Shal Rashi. Rashi over here quotes on the first wide line. Umi Rabbis I Kibalti, Rashi has... Kachanei Mefarsh B'chom Malkam Elibi. Rashi gives a whole pshat on Agma, we're going to go through it. He says, that's how I always learn pshat in this Gemara. However, he didn't have a tradition from his Rabbeim. His Rabbeim gave a different interpretation. The Rabbi said, Kibalti, that's the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rabbeinu Gershom, Mora Goyla and Baba Basra writes this pshat. This same shtikel Gemara, the same 10 lines over here, Makoyach Vezni Yofi, Afkin Abani Kedushim, this whole shtikel appears in Yibamas Daf Tzadik, and in Baba Basra Daf Memches, and in Ksuvah Daf Gimel, and the margin on the right hand side, they give you all the cross references. So the Rabbeinu Gershom, Mora Goyla, and Baba Bas and Perk Cheskes Abad Medaf Memches writes this pshat that Rashi attributes to Rabbi Seki Balti. He's probably referring to the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Pashup said the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam also learns like the Rabbeinu Gershom, but he doesn't learn that Kiddushei Kesef is the Rabbanon. Rashi misunderstood Rabbi Seki. Rashi thought that the Rabbeinu Gershom meant to say that Kiddushei Kesef is only the Rabbanon. But when do you say Ein Kerech B'Yachachomim Lakadov Menator B'Kum B'Yasei? The Chachamim have no authority to be makel on a din deraisa, dovim and ator. But if it's only a din derabbanon, that's called heimam veheimamru. If you only have an issa derabbanon, so the Chachamim have a right to be mata that issa derabbanon. That's called heimam veheimamru. If the whole issue is derabbanon, so they can say we give you permission to violate. So Rashi understood the rabbis of as saying teinach the kodesh bekaspo. If a man gets married kiddushei kesef, so we understand why the Chachamim can declare that the Kiddushin is null and void. Because Kiddushin Kesef is only the Rabbanon. So they have the right to cancel the Kiddushin Kesef at will. Whenever they're unhappy with someone's marriage, they can declare that the marriage is null and void, that they're not married because they were only married, to begin with, they were only married to Kiddushin Kesef, which is only the Rabbanon. So Rashi says, that's wild, that's unbelievable. How can you say Kiddushin Kesef is only the Rabbanon? First of all, Kiddushin Kesef is like Zera Shavah is from the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Bahem. And he quotes the Gemara, it says on the side, Krisis Daf Hey. The Gemara says, Al Tehi Gzera Shava Kala B'Einecho. Don't make light of Gzera Shava. There was some Edinim that only learned that to a Gzera Shava, there's no other source. That's a Gemara in Krisis. Al Tehi Gzera Shava Kala B'Einecho. Secondly, Rashi says, Naira Hamurasa gets Skilo. And Eshishish Zinsa is Chayiv Misa. There are three kinds of Misa. Sometimes it's Chenek, a regular Eshishish is Chenek. And if it's a Naira Hamarasa, then it's Skila. And if it's a Baskayin Shizinso, then it's Reifo. So the Gemara says, how do you have a Naira Hamarasa Shizinso? How do they have the Kiddushin to begin with? If you only have Kiddushei Bia, so she's not a Vesula anymore. She's a Bula. So the din is Naira Hamarasa is Chayv Skila, only if she's still a Psula. Naira Besula Miorasa Leish. If she had Kiddushei Bia, so she's a Bula already. So the Gemara says, Lo Mashkachas Lo, the only way you can possibly have a Naira Marasa is Kiddushei Kesef, but Kiddushei Shtar, one or the other, either Kesef or Shtar. So Rashi says, so the Gemara says, Beferish, if a woman was Niskadeshes, either Kesef, she gets Skilo. You're going to tell me Kiddushei Kesef was only the Rabbanon. However, heard? You don't even give Malkus on a din the Rabbanon, you only give Malkus Mardis. You don't give real Malkus. Taisus in Ozir, Daf Chav Gimel writes, there's a difference. Let's say somebody does malach on Yontif. So we give him malach. Somebody does malach on Shabbos, it's chayv misa, the mezid. Someone does malach on Yontif, so there's no misa, but there's malchus. What if someone does malach on Yontif, shenish agolius? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yontif shenish agolius is only their abonon, so you don't give malchus their isa, you only give malchus mardis. So the Magen Avraham asks, in Hilchas Yontif, you take a look, the first simon in Hilchas Yontif is the dinam of Yontif, Rishain. The second simon in Hilchas Yontif is the dinam of Yontif shenish agolius. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody does a malach of Yontif, Shenish al Golias, You don't give Malkus Deraisa, you only give Malkus Maris. So the Mogan Avraham asked them, what, pray tell, is the difference between Malkus Deraisa and Malkus Maris Derabbanan? Sometimes it's worse, but usually it's less. Sometimes the Gemara has a lotion, sometimes it's worse than Makan also. Malkus Deraisa is only 39 times Malkus and finished. And Malkus Maris, the Gemara sometimes uses the expression Makan also. So the Mogan Avraham there quotes a thesis in Nozir on Daf Chav Gimel. That's a famous Tosis. Mogan Avraham made it famous. So the Tosis there says, in the name of one of the Balei HaTosis, that Malkus Mardis, you only give 13. Uh-huh. Malkus Deraisa, you give 39. Malkus Mardis, you only give one third, you only give 13.
So by three.
Right. It's not going to be the same as Malkus Deraisa. Malkus Deraisa, you give two thirds on the back.
By three, each one front back. Can give
right, Malkus Deraisa has to be divisible by three. It's a Mishnah, you give two thirds on the back and one third on the chest. And Malkus Mardis is not like that. You don't give two thirds and one third. Sengansen a different animal. Malkus Mardis and Gansen a different thing. So you see, you don't even give Malkus if a person violates an Issa Derabbanan. You only give Malkus Mardis, which is much less. So Rashi says, how can you give Misa? A man, a woman is only an Eish Yisish Midirabbanan, according to the Rabbis of Shal Rashi. That Kiddushi Kesef is only the Rabbanon.
You're telling me that this one pays like our Isa. I just asked the same question.
Right, so the Rashi
asked
misunderstood the Rabbis of Shal Rashi. Rashi writes, I have one shot. My Rabbis, I keep Balti, my Rabbeim, I have a tradition that's Rabbeinu Gershom, a different shot. So Rashi understood in the Rabbeinu Gershom that what he said was that Kiddushi Kesef is only the Rabbanon. So Rashi befouls the Rabbeinu Gershom. It's ridiculous, it's impossible, it's not correct, it's a Gzeirah Shoveh, you give Misa. How can you give Misa if the woman is only an Eish Yisish with the Rabbanon? So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, Rashi misunderstood the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rambam holds the same as Rabbeinu Gershom. They never meant to say that Kiddushi Kesef is only the Rabbanon. The Kiddushi Kesef Avad is the Raisa, but it's only Torah Shebal Peh. And because it's only Torah Shebal Peh, we say Yesh Koach V'Yad Chachamim Lakor Afilu B'Kum V'Yaseh. The halacha that we pass in Ein Koach V'Yad Chachamim Lakor B'Kum V'Yaseh is only if it's Lakor Dover Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yaseh. And that phrase Dover Min HaTorah means Torah Shebichsav, either B'Feirish or Kemat B'Feirish. But if something is purely Torah Shebal Peh, then we say Yesh Koach Lakor. Not like Rashi understood the Rabbos of Shal Rashi. It's if not. The Kiddushi Kesef is only the Rabbonon, says Hey Mama Hey Mama. No, Kiddushi Kesef is not the Rabbonon. You give an Einish Misa on Kiddushi Kesef. Nayaram Rasa Shazin se get skilo. So vi the Rabbonon mi miktala Rashi yes. If it's only Kiddushi the Rabbonon, how can you give an Einish Misa? So the Kesef Mishnah says no. The Rambam understood it right. So that's what the Rambam got everything from this Gemara. The Rambam got that. That 99% of the people get married because of, because the Gemara says that solves 99% of the problem. The Gemara says, 99% of the time people get married, i.e. they kesef. So you can say, Yesh koach lakor, afilu bekum v'yasei. But what if you have, once in a while, you have a yotze min haklal? A guy gets married in a different form of kiddushin, not i.e. they kesef. So then what are you going to do over there? Why is that a problem? So according to the Rambam, that's a problem because Ein Koach Lako Bikum Yaseh, because Kiddush Biyah is already Torah Shebichsav. Kiddush Shtar or Kiddush Biyah are both considered like Torah Shebichsav. What are you going to do? So the Gemara says, still not a problem. Shavu Rabbanon Libilosa Bilaznus. What was the answer? Shavu Rabbanon Libilosa Bilaznus. How does that answer the question?
It was never a marriage.
Why was there never a marriage? Because called the Mekadesh, Adai to Rabbanon Mekadesh. So that's what Rashi and Tosis say. When a man gets married, Tosis writes over here, called the Mekadesh, the little Tosis, yeah. The Tosis, Silvis has it, all over they write. Called the Mekadesh, Adai to Rabbanon Mekadesh. Well, that's why our practice is when you get married, you say, Ariyah Mekadesh is sleep, but Abbas of Kedas Moshe, we saw, what do you mean Kedas Moshe? In accordance with the only provided pending the approval of the Bezin. If the Bezin doesn't approve the Kiddushin, Vilanish, he doesn't want the Kiddushin. That's our minig, that we say that expression to emphasize that the Kiddushin is Adaita the Rabbanu Mekadesh. Therefore what? If a man got married with the Kiddushin of Torah Shebichsav, not a Kiddushin Kesed, that's only Torah Shebal Peh, Yesh Koach Lako Bikum Yaseh. He got married with the Kiddushin Shtar, he got married with Kiddushin Biyo, and it's Chal Min HaTorah, Torah Shebichsav. And Ein Koach Lako Bikum V'Yaseh, the Chachamim cannot be Matam and Eish Yisish, they're not matir and eishes ish. They have a right to be oiker the whole kiddushin, because whoever gets married says kedas Moshe Yisrael. So that means he's only marrying the woman pending the approval of the chachamim. The chachamim don't approve, so it's ois marriage. Ois kiddushin.
Till now they approve, then now they change their mind.
So that's the shaila. What does it mean if the chachamim? Let's say I say, Hariyat Mukudeshis li Amanoshi Yirtza Abo. I marry the girl on the condition that my father approves. So that's good. Is that a good kiddushin? So the Gemara said in the earlier parak, that's a topic of Breira. That's a Shaila Breira. And we hold that Ein Breira, so that would not be a good kiddushin. Amanoshi Yirtza Abo. By dinim deraisa be paskin ein brer, by dinim derabon be paskin yesh brer. But this is a din deraisa. So we be paskin it's ainim mukudesh. Afilam yirtza abo, the woman will not be mukudeshes.
How's that brer? That's not similar to the
case of
wine
and
leaving somebody.
That's a good question. Why is it brer? A very good question. That's how the Gemara. The different sugyas are brer. So according to some sugyas, this is also considered brer. Whenever I'm declaring kiddushin as of now, if I give the girl a ring and I say Hariyat Mukudeshes li likisha yirtza abba, if and when the parents meet and they approve of the shidduch, then the kiddushin should be chal. So that's not a problem of brera. But if I say Hariyat Mukudeshes li now, on the condition that the parents meet and they agree, so since it's totally in bechira chopshes, the parents have to make up their mind whether they agree or not, so that's also considered brera. If you say Hariyat Mukudeshesli on the condition that it snows tomorrow, so there's no human person who's getting involved there. But if I say Hamanoshi Yirtza Abo on the condition that the parents agree, so some Gemaras hold that that's a problem of brera, and we pass the name brera with their Isa, so even if all the parents will agree later, the Kedushin will not be Chalamach brera. If he would have said Hariyat Mukudeshesli Likisha Yirtza Abo, the Kedusha should only take effect if and when the parents agree. That would be good.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a problem. That would be okay. That would not pose a problem of Brer. But if you want the Kedusha now, on the condition that they'll agree later, so that's what some Gemaras hold, that that's an issue of Brer. That wouldn't be good. So they ask the Kasha, all the Achronim ask the Kasha. And if a man gets married, he says, Hariyat Mekudeshes li Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So what do the words Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael mean? Amanoshi Askimu HaChachamim. So that's like Amanoshi Yiritza Abba. So how can that be? How can that be? And the other kasha, what do you mean? For 25 years we were happily married. All of a sudden now, I sent the shliach, and I'm about to shliach. All of a sudden now they don't want. And if I say, Hariyat Mekudeshes Amanoshi Yirtza Abba, and then 25 years after I'm married, all of a sudden the shviga doesn't like her daughter-in-law. So the kiddushin, oh, is kiddushin? No, Amanoshi Yirtza Abba means, what's the original, what's the initial reaction? If initially the bezna is happy, like if the parents have his good kiddushin, what do you mean that later on they back out? So you have to add on something over here. There's a Gemara Bava Basra also, a Memches. What if this fellow is a character, the Chosn? He doesn't have any Masada Kiddushin. He doesn't hold from any rabbis, past, present, future. He's the chief rabbi of the world. He doesn't. He has his own interpretations of Chumash. And he doesn't say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So you're going to say that they can't be Mevatel his Kiddushin? So Taisus Bava Basra writes in one place. Taisus writes, yeah. If he's a wise guy, then the bezin has no power to cancel his kiddushin. Pashat Pshat Nigmar is not like Taisus. Pashat Pshat is even Bal Korchai, even if he doesn't say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, even if he says explicitly, and I don't give a hoot what the rabbis are going to say, I'm marrying the woman. The rabbis still have the ability to cancel his kiddushin. So the Pashat Pshat you have to say is like this. Amanoshi Yirtza Abba, that's a tenai that he makes, so that the Gemara considers brera. Over here, he doesn't have to say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. He can even scream, I don't care what the rabbis are going to say. It doesn't matter. The halach is called the Mekadesh Adaita Rabbana Kadesh. It's not a psychological statement. It's a halachic principle, Alpi Pashtas. Because the same expression appears, called the Mekadesh. Anyone who gets married, Adaita, the Rabbana Mekadesh, is getting married according to the authorization, pending the approval of the Chachamim, such a similar, kemat identical, but not exactly, such a similar phrase appears in the Tesis in the last Perek in Ksubis in the following case. The Gemara there has a long discussion. What do you do with the leftover money from Machtzis HaShekel? Every year, everybody has to give Machtzis HaShekel money for the purpose of purchasing Karbanas Tzibur. tmidim, musafim every day. You have to buy the tmidim and musafim. You can't have one gvir sign a check for $1 million and he's going to pay for everything. You're not yoytze. Everybody has to give machzah shekel, and you have to buy the karbonis tzibur from the machzah shekel. So let's say at the end of the year they have a couple of $1,000 left over. What do you do with the leftover money? So geitavek haganza sugi de mishnais and shkolim, what you do. And the last parak in Ksubis has a lot of details. What do you do? So Taisus comments on the Gemara, what do you mean, what do you do? So the Gemara says, you give a haisofa to the Malamdi Tinoikis in Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara is. Some of the money, you give a bonus to the Rabbeim in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asked, what do you mean? End of the year bonus. End of the year bonus, leftover money. So you give it to Malamdi, you give it to the Malamdi Tinoikis, you give it for this, you give it for that. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? But it's the Hegdish.
Yeah, money was given for
they gave the money, it's given for Kabbonis. You can't take Hegdish to get money. It's an Isa Mila be Hegdish. So the Taisus comments, so the Gemara's answer is, Lei Bezdin Masna. The heart of Bezdin makes a tie. What do you mean the heart? They never said it, but there.
It's understood.
Im hutzrichu, if they'll need the money for purchasing Kabbonis is good. And as need,
it's not
Kabbonis. So Taisa says, what do you mean Lei Bezdin Masna? If the Bezdin is giving the money, they can make a tanai. They can be Masna.
Yeah. Not their
but I'm giving them, it's not their money.
They
I ain't
assess. Get. They assess. In other words, it's not always Masna Shekel. Sometimes, depending on the population and the course of the Kabbonis, each person has to give more than Masna Shekel. So that's assessed by the
Kabbonis. Right.
If they assess it, then they can say that they need it because they don't need it.
Something else.
He says how much? Everybody has to give the same amount. So sometimes they have to assess, you have to give more than Matzah Shekel. But once the person gives it, he's giving, I'm being Matzah. Yeah. They're not being, how can they make a Tanaya my Hakdosh? No, that's not the answer. What if he only gave Matzah Shekel? Also the same thing. No. So Taisus says the answer is, Taisus comments on that, how can Bezdin make a Tanaya my Hakdosh? They're not balabatim to make a tanai. So Taisus writes, "Kol hamagdish al das bezn hu magdish." It's kemat the same as over here. The Gemara is talking, "Kol the mekadish," anyone who's getting married, and there the Taisus says, "Kol hamagdish," anybody who's donating money to the hegdish is al das bezn hu magdish. What does that expression mean?
What the bezn wants to do with the money?
No. What kind of business is that? How are you talking about? They're not. What's going on over here? It's the chapella. What's going on? So Taisus Loshen is a paraphrase of our Gemara. Where does the whole thing come from? So I think the whole thing. There's another Peladika Mishnah. There's a Mishnah where there's a discussion. Mishnah in Yadayim. Where the Tanoim have a machlokes regarding the Kisvei HaKodesh. We know that there were 24 Svarim in the Kisvei HaKodesh. Yeah, Bereish, Shmos, Vayikru, Bamid, Badvar, Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, so on. Till the end of the whole Tanakh, Esrim, Revi, Arbo. 24 Svarim all in all. 5 in Chumash, and the other 19 in Nevi'im Ksuvim. So the Tanoim had debates about some of the Svarim, whether Kohelet should be included or not, whether Esther should be included, whether Shir Hashem should be included, and they had debates whether the Rebbe was a debate. Rabbi Kavi says, what do you mean there never was a debate on Shir Hashem is Kodesh Kodoshim? No, the debate was on Kohelet. The debate was on Yecheskel. Can you include? Because they found things in Yecheskel that contradict the Chumash. So they were sitting and discussing. They should include. So they decided they should include. So who were they to decide what they got to include? That's known as the canon. Where the Tanaim were deciding what should be canonized, what should be included in Kisvei HaKodesh. What do you mean? Who were they to decide? Whatever was written Baruch HaKodesh should be included. So ask a historian what was written. What the Tanoim were paskening, what was written Baruch HaKodesh? The Tanoim are not necessarily the greatest historians. They're not necessarily better than the historians. So why don't they consult some historians to figure out what's written Baruch HaKodesh? So what it would appear from the Gemara, from the Mishnais and from the Gemara's discussions is as follows. In order that something should qualify to be part of Tanakh, Avada and Avada has to be written Baruch HaKodesh. If a guy writes a philosophy book without Baruch HaKodesh, it doesn't qualify. But if something was composed Baruch HaKodesh, it doesn't automatically become a part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. That's a prerequisite, that's a condition. If it's not written Baruch HaKodesh, nothing to discuss. If it is written Baruch HaKodesh, then it's up to the best Sanhedrin, it's up to the Tanaim to decide, do they want to include it in the Kisvei HaKodesh or not. Where did the Tanaim get the Yain file that they're going to add on to the Chamishu Chumshei Torah? How did they know that there was anything more than a Chamish or Chamish Ter? They were given Teres, Marish or Chamish or Chamish Ter. Where'd they get the Ein Fal that have a right to add on? So we discussed, I think a few years ago, the Gemara says, Ksov Zal Sikar Masev Vesim Biyoz Neyeshu Kimocha Emcha Ezecha Amolek. And then the parashah is Bishalach. By the Mechemes Amolek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksov Zal Sikar Masev Vesim Biyoz Neyeshu, give the tradition to Yeshua that you have to fight Amolek. So the Chachamim had a tradition, and that pasuk, Ksov Zos, Zos is referring to the Chamishul Chamishul Terah. Zikarin is referring to the Nevi'im, and Basef is referring to the Ksuv. So they had a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that there are going to be three parts to the Tanakh. There's going to be Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuv. So the Torah is the Torah, Chamishul Chamishul Terah. Where are you going to fill in the Nevi'im and Ksuv? So it has to be some Sefer that was composed Baruch HaKodesh. But that's not all. That's just a prerequisite. So who is the one to decide what should be included? So the Tanoim had a tradition. It's up to the Bezin. The Bezin, like Mesara Kasav Allah Chachamim, the Chachamim have the right to decide what belongs in Zikaren, and what belongs in Masef, what belongs in Zos, in the Chamishul Chamishul Terah. That's it, Chamishul Chamishul Terah. What should belong in the Zikaren, in the Nevi'im, what should belong in Masef and the Ksuvim, is like Mesara Kasav Allah Chachamim. Why? So apparently they had a tradition, all in Yoni Kiddusha have to be determined by the Chachamim. So Kiddusha includes Kisvei HaKodesh, Kiddusha includes Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael, Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael, because Bizman Bayis Rishon, in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, when they crossed over the Yarden, how were they Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Kibush V'chiluk, they were Shevish HaKibshu, V'Shevish HaChilka, they had to wage the war, the battles against the Lama and Aleph Malachim, and they had to divide the live. What was the Mekadosh in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni? During the 7 years of Golus Bavel, we assumed the Kiddushas Eretz was Batla. Eretz Yisrael didn't have the Kedusha. So when Ezra and Nehemiah came back, they had to be Mekadosh again a second time. How were they Mekadosh? What did they do? There was no Kibush v'chiluk. There was no Chiluk, there was no Kibush. So what, just by moving in? So the Kesef Mishnah writes on the first page in the Rambam Hilchas Trumas, there's a gigantic Kesef Mishnah. So there's one line in the middle of that Kesef Mishnah that all the later Achrayim, most people today don't have Gedul to read such a long Kesef Mishnah, but years ago they read it. So there's one line in the middle of that Kesef Mishnah where he says it was a Kedushas Peh. Who made the Kedushas Peh? The Bezin and Nador. They had to settle Eretz Yisrael because the Gemara says, Habri Krachim Kovshu Ali Mitzrayim, Uloi Kovshu Ali Bavel. There were many areas that in the days of Yeshua ben Nun they conquered, and they gave all those areas Kedushas Haaretz. In the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they came back to Eretz Yisrael. Harbe Krachim, there were many villages, Kovshu Ali Mitzrayim. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they were Mekadosh. Uloi Kovshu Ali Bavel. The Jews moved into those areas, but they were not Mekadosh then. So you see that just moving in is not enough to be Mekadosh. You have to have moving in plus something else. What plus what? So the case of Mishnah writes, you need a Kedushas Peh. Who is Kedushas Peh? Who the settlers move in and they say we declare. Misamcha, why is he a Balabas? So he writes a Losh in the Bezin. The Bezin says we declare. So it would appear, perhaps, that there's a theme over here that the tradition the Chachamim had was that all in Yoni Kedusha Atoli in the Das of the Bezin. Called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanim Mekadosh is not only by Kiddushin getting married. The reason why it applies to getting married is because Kiddushin is an Indian of Kiddusha. It's an Indian of Kiddusha. And it's not a Drosha. It sounds like a Drosha. Kiddushin is an Indian of Kiddusha. What's got to do with Kiddusha? A guy gets married. He's married. It's a really, no, it's talking an Indian of Kiddusha. The Gemara has in the beginning of Kiddushin that the Lashon Hariat Mekudeshes is only a Lishna de Rabbanim. On the level of the rice in Lashon HaTanach, there is no such thing as Hariat Mekudeshes. You say Hariat Ishti, Hariat Arusasi, Havei Lilintu. Different Lashonis, Tzalosi, Negdosi, Ezrosi, all kinds of. But Hariat Mekudeshes, it does make any sense on the level of the rice. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Hariat Asura Kuli Alma Kehegdish. So the Tosis points out on those sugyas in the beginning of Kedushin, even though Hariat Mekudeshes is a Lishna de Rabbanon, the terminology is only de Rabbanon, but the concept is a concept de Raisa. That when a couple get married, it's considered an Indian of Kedusha. Where do you see this? The Tosis has complicated halachas there, where they demonstrate that this, so it's an Indian of Poshta Kedusha Bekula. Tosis has very difficult halachas there. But the Avnei Nezer has easier than Tosis. Avnei Nezer points out, the Chumash has a din of a Soito. If you have an Eshes, Ishes, Inso, so the Torah says, Vinitmo, if the woman is Mazana, Vinitmo, and she becomes Asur al Baila. They have to get divorced. So the Avnei Nezer discusses what kind of a strange terminology is that to use Vinitma'o. Vinitma means someone was Mekabel Tumah. What has it got to do with Vinitma? Zog. Zinsa. What kind of a euphemism is it? Vinitma. So the Avnei Nezer quotes from the Kuzari. Kuzari has the story of the king who was an Ovid Avod Zarah, but he had a very good heart. He had a very religious heart. So he kept on having a recurrent dream that the angels were telling him, "Kavanascha Ritzuya, Aval Masecha Einu Mitzuyin." You have a religious drive, is wonderful, but you're worshipping the wrong religion. So he invited the representatives of the two major religions, Christianity and Islam, to present what they thought. And then he didn't think Judaism counted at all, but he may as well say, he invited a rabbi also. So he invited the representatives of the two major religions with this minor religion, Judaism, and that each one should give him a sales pitch to explain what their religion is all about. And then the whole book of the Kuzari, it's a historical novel. It is a historical fact that the king converted to become Jewish, and he got all the people in his nation to convert to become Jewish, and he had a correspondence with the Rishonim that went on for quite a few years. But the Kuzari is a historical novel about what the conversation was that he had with the rabbi, and how he was convinced that Judaism is the correct religion. So part of the Kuzari is written by Rabbi Yudah Levi. Rabbi Yudah Levi was a student of the Rif before the days of the Rambam. The Rambam relies a lot on the Kuzari.
Year 900
or around there, like that. Yeah,
1100.
Yeah. So the Kuzari has part of the story. He has is as follows. The rabbi is telling him, the chavir is telling the melech HaKuzarim, this goyish king, all about our religion. So then he says, and how come you don't observe, if you're really so observant, you observe all the laws of the Torah, so how come you don't observe all the laws of Tumah V'Tahara? He sees that people are tameim and they don't observe the laws of becoming Tahar. So the chavir, the rabbi, answers the melech HaKuzarim, that the laws of Tumah V'Tahara are only relevant if you want to eat Truma, if you want to eat Korbanos, if you want to enter the Beis HaMikdosh, or if you want to do Avodas HaKorbanos, the Kohen wants to. Tumah is a tied to the Sasri with Kedusha. But the rabbi explains to the Melech HaKuzarim, we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, we don't have any Korbanos, we don't have any Truma, we don't have any Maisa Shenim, we have nothing that has Kedusha. We have no Harabais to walk and there's nothing to discuss. So the whole issue of Tumah V'Tahara is irrelevant. Then he asks him, so how come your wife still go to the mikveh? Why is Tahara HaMishpacha? So he says it has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. It's a different... it's a different Allah. So the Chavir explains to the Melech HaKuzarim in that line that the whole... The expression is only an expression de Rabbana. But the concept, the Gemara assumes, is a concept de Raisa. When the couple is married, there is an Inyan of Kedusha. So just like by the Kisri HaKodesh, we assume that the one who's a Balavas to decide what belongs, first you have to have a prerequisite, the Kisri HaKodesh has to be composed Baruch HaKodesh. But it doesn't become automatically part of the Kisri HaKodesh. Someone has to be a Balavas to canonize it, to decide whether it should be included. Who's the Balavas? The Sanhedrin with the Balabatim? And the Sanhedrin were the Balabatim at the time of the Bais Sheni, as they were the Balabatim in the days of Yishuvin, and also to decide the Kedusha's Teh, and to decide what parts of Eretz Yisrael should have Kedusha, and what parts should not have, or whether they should have Kedusha or not. And the Sanhedrin are the Balabatim to decide on the Machzah HaShekel, and on the marriages, on all in Yoni Kedusha. Taisus took the Lashon of the Gemara, called the Mekadesh, Adaita the Rabbana Mekadesh, and they paraphrased it, they said, Kol HaMagdish. Anyone who donates machzah shekel, the Taisus and Les Perik in Ksubis. Kol ha-magdish al das bezen hu magdish. It's not because we say, Hariyah mekadash is likadash Moshe v'Yisrael. It doesn't matter what he says. He doesn't have to say the last phrase. Say the last phrase. It's lo malav al-amart. If it's only because he said, toik dachnish. Because that's like Hariyah mekadash is la manosh yirtze abo, then there's going to be a problem of brera. Has nothing to do with that. It's not because he made it tonight. And what if he's a wise guy, haltnish from the Rabbanim? He doesn't care what they're up to say. I want to marry her. I don't care what they have to say. So most of the Rishonim don't hold like that. Taisus and Cheskes Abatim. Taisus says, If he sees the wise guy, he doesn't care what they have to say. So then you don't say called the Mekadesh al Dati Rabban Mekadesh. Most of the Rishonim don't assume like that. They assume that this is a halacha. Called the Mekadesh al Dati Rabban Mekadesh Zadin, that the Bezna, the Balabatim, and all in Yoni Kiddusha. So if they want to, it's not because I'm an Asher Yiritzah. So even 25 years later, if they decide 25 years after the marriage, 50 years after the marriage set in, that they want to cancel this marriage, is Ois Kiddusha, Ois marriage. They're the Balabatim to decide to make Ois Kiddusha.
What do you do if they call him the Mekadesh Groshe? So it's about the Rabbonim Mekadesh?
What if he does an Issa, right?
Yeah. Why is it Dati Rabbonim?
So the Pashta says it doesn't matter, right? Even if he's in violation of it, then you still say call the Mekadesh. All in Yoni Kiddusha are Daita the Rabbonim. The Halacha says it's a Daita the Rabbonim. That's how Rashi and Tosis learn over here, right? The Rambam, the Gemara said like this: if a man, what was the problem here? There are certain cases where when Atara, the woman is still an Eishes Ish, and with the Rabbana we allow the woman to remarry. So the Gemara says that's hair raising. How can that be? Ain't koach we? That's conservative. That's what the Reform rabbis say. We permit you to drive to shul in order to maintain Jewish identity. That's impossible. Ain't koach we achacham lakadov ben Atara bikum yaseh. The Chachamim don't have authority to be Matar and Issa. They only have authority to tell you not to fulfill a mitzvah sesei, or to make chumras, but not to make a kula to allow you, to permit you to violate an Issa deraisa. So that's the Gemara's kasha.
But if they don't
mabatel,
they're not
mabatel
anything.
That's Harasha then, because this is Rabbani Gershon.
So the Gemara...
Tuf Shutin.
So the Gemara ends... Yeah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, just to review. Yeah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be when I told the woman's an Eishes Ish? So the Gemara said, 99% of the couples get married with Kesef, and that's not a problem. Why was that not a problem? So we started with the Rabbeinu Gershom. Yeah. Rabbeinu Gershom said, because Kedusha Kesef is only the Rabbanon, so hey mama, hey mamru. So Rashi says, that's hair raising. What do you mean Kedusha Kesef is only the Rabbanon? Kedusha Kesef is their Eishes. So we said the Kesef Mishnah shows that the Rambam learns like the Rabbeinu Gershom, but he says it not the way Rashi misunderstood it. He says the Rabbeinu Gershom meant that it's Torah Shebaal Peh. Didn't mean that it's the Rabbanon. If it's a Dovim and a Torah, if it's Torah Shebichsav, but it's only Torah Shebaal Peh, it's Yesh Kach V'Yad Chachamim. Laka Din Deraisa to Bikum V'Yaseh. If the Din Deraisa is only Torah Shebaal Peh.
It's only Kedushin Deraisa to Kesef, but this Kesef. I mean,
that's Rashi and Tyson. We'll get to that. Right. So the Gemara, what was the Gemara's first answer? That since 99% of the people get married to Kesef, so that's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? So we said, so far, Tupshatim. The Rabbeinu Gershom, it sounds like he says, Kiddushi Kesef is only the Rabbanon, so he can knock off at the Rabbanon. So Rashi said, that's impossible. How can Kiddushi Kesef be the Rabbanon? So the Rambam touched it up a little bit. The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, they said it right. They said it doesn't mean it's the Rabbanon, it's Torah Shebaal Peh. Taisis and Rashi don't hold from this. What? Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. They don't hold from this chilek between Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why Rashi and Taisis here and all the Masechtas, where it appears, they learned a different shot. If you get married, like he's saying, if you get married with Kesef, so the ring has to belong to the Chosn, and when he gives it to the Kalash, she has to be Koina. If the ring didn't belong to me, if it was a hefkadika ring, and if I give it to the Kal and she's not kind of the ring, so there's no Kiddushi Kesef, doesn't get off the ground. So that's easy to knock off. To knock off Kiddushi Kesef is simple. You just say hefka bezen hefka. The bezen declares that the ring didn't belong to the chosen, and that the kala wasn't kind of, so it's not Kesef Shalabal, it's not Kesef Shalaisha. That's how they undo it. So then the Gemara says, well, that only explains Tenech the Kaddish Bekaspa. True, 99% of the people get married with Kesef, and you've solved 99% of the problem. What's going to be Kaddish B'diyah? We can't make any Hefka. So the Gemara comes to the final answer. You don't have to command to Hefka Bezna Hefka. The real answer is, call the Mekaddish Adaita Rabbana Mekaddish, Hefki Rabbana Kaddish B'nei, whatever that means. Either that means everybody's Mekaddish Allah Tanai, because they say Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, or you say the way we're explaining now, it's not Allah Tanai. Right? So this gufah that Rashi and Tosis learn, a different pshat, Rashi and Tosis learn, that is based on Hefke Bezen Hefke, is also a big problem. The same problem. They're married 50 years already. They were married. What do you mean? Let's say he was Mekadish the girl with a cup of tea. She already drank the tea 50 years ago. Gone. He Mekadish the girl Harim Mekadish with a cookie. She ate the cookie, is gone. What do you mean 50 years later, Bezdin is mafkir, the cookie that doesn't exist? It's like a dovish labala yailam. I can't be mafkir the cookie that I don't have. I can't be mafkir the cookie that I ate already. No, but it's a dovish ain't a boilam now. Just like they can't be mafkir a dovish a dying labala yailam, something that I don't have yet, how can they be mafkir a dovish ain't a old baolam? Something that's no longer here, it's also a pella. So that's why a group of Achrenim say that that's also based on the Taisa. We already discussed on Alam and based on Alam. Taisa said, "Ein kerech v'yad chachamim laka dov men haTorah b'kum liyasei." But if it's a dov hadayme, then they do. So that's what a group of Achrenim, problematic Taisa. Okay, it's a shverer Taisa. But Taisa claims like that in a few mesichtas we had in Avodah Zarah, and in Sanhedrin a few mesichtas Taisa. Yibam Taisa writes like that. So that's what a group of Rachmanim learned. That's how Tosis and Rashi meant over here. Not that Tenach the Kaddish Bekaspo Bezn will declare Hefke Bezn Hefke. The ring didn't belong to the Chassid. Fine, I said, what do you mean the ring didn't belong? 50 years later, they decide ex post facto the ring didn't belong. The Shas Maisa, if there's a Bezn there and they don't like what's going on, they can say we're mafkir it. We stop the music now. Doesn't matter. But they're married already 50 years. How can they make a Hefke retroactively? So that's why a group of Achrenim say no, the Tosfos and Rashi Pshat is also based on Yesh Koach Laka B'Kum V'Yaseh, because it's a Dover HaDoimeh. It's not such a simple solution, Hefke Bez Nefke. Hefke Bez Nefke is not cloth either. Dover HaDoimeh means you can package it similar to. It looks like it's Hefke Bez. It looks like it's Hefke Bez Nefke. But really, strictly speaking, you can't really apply Hefke Bez Nefke. Because it's a dovish ain't a boilam. It's like, just like a dovish adayin lo boilam, you can't make inyon, you cannot make hefker on something that's gone
not anymore.
That's no longer here.
What makes a toyrishable thing a doiraisu? A sibbet, the toyribet shabuksav, that's kosher.
Yeah.
But if you have a toyrishable
thing. We have all the midrash atarin and reshishman, we have halachas lemaisha misina, midrash atarin and reshishman. We have all the dinim there.
Why do we have a problem?
The Gemara in Gittin later has a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar in Hanizakin. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar on the top of Samach on the base. Omer Rabbi Elazar, the second line on Daf Samach on the base in Gittin. Omer Rabbi Elazar. Torah, Rov Bixav, Umiyut Alpeh. The majority of the Torah is Bixav. And the minor, less than 50% is Balpeh. Shenema, Echtav Loi, Rubei Torosi. I wrote Torah Shebixav, Rov of the Torah. More than 50% of the Torah is Bixav. Echtav Loi, Rubei Torosi. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, if I cared, right? Go to any library. Go to the Mendel Gottesman Library. So the Tanakh is only 24 Svarim. The Torah Shebal Peh, millions and millions of Svarim. What Shaykh? Any library in the world. Torah Shebichsav is very little. Torah Shebal Peh, on Ashir. Ain't cakes. So about Rabbi Yechanan is right. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Roy Bal Peh, Umir Bichsav, Shinema, I book Sibechta Lurubi Teirasi. No, Bitmiya. Echta l'rubi tarasi? What am I going to write? Most haluk mazanach shavu. The Rabbani Shalom does not want to write the Rav HaTorah Shavu. So the machlekes of Yechon and Rav Elazar, how do you read that pasuk in Hosea? Rav Elazar reads it b'nichus, echta l'rubi tarasi. I wrote, the Rabbani Shalom is telling Klal Yisrael, I wrote the Rav of more than 50% of my Torah, I have committed to Ksav. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, you read the pasuk between Echta l'rubi tarasi? What, I'm going to write more than 50? Halo kamo zanach shavu, the Klal Yisrael won't be yachsarim anymore, because all the Yom Yisraelim will say, they'll take the Torah Shebichsav, and they'll say that they're the Balabatim. So Rabbi Yechanan says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to write more than 50% of the Torah, make it into Torah Shebichsav. The Rav of the Torah is going to be Torah Shebichsav. So the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, how could there be a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar? Whether the Rav of Torah, how do you read the pasuk in Hashem? What do you mean? Of course the Rav of the Torah is Baal Peh. In Mitzias, Rav of the Torah is Baal Peh. What are they talking about? So the Prima Godim has a long arichas on this, and the beginning of his commentary, he wrote a hakdomeh, a psicha Torah Chaim. It's called the psicha kalelis. It's not really, it's a general introduction to Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not a general introduction to Arachai. It just talks about everything under the sun. This. On the first page, he discusses this gemara. So he quotes the Be'er Sheva in Hurrius, asks the Kasha, how can there be a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? About it, Rav, the Torah is Torah Shebal Peh, not Bichsav. So the Be'er Sheva writes like this. Tanakh is Avad Torah Shebichsav. There's no Machlokes, 24 Svarim. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is clearly Torah Shebal Peh. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai means a din that has no mocker in Tanakh. There's no way to derive it through any derivation, any Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's Ben. But then you have Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's Ben, you have a Pasik, and you have a Klal HaPrat, and you have an extra Vav, and you have an extra S, and you have a Mamotzin and a Binyan Av. So he says that's the bulk of the Torah. The bulk of the Torah is Halach, it consists of Dinim, which are derived from Pesukim. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, that's what the Be'er Sheva writes on hers. That's Machlokes. Do you declare that as Torah Shebichsav, or does it have the status of Torah Shebal Peh? Then, in fact, Ashayla, the Be'er Sheva, said, my nafkimina. What is it, just in words? What's the difference? But it's all deraisa anyway. So what's the difference whether you label drushes? Midrash HaTorah and drushes. The Halachas L'Moshe Misinai has clearly Torah Shebal Peh. The Kisra HaKodesh, the 40, 24 Svarim, is clearly Torah Shebichsav, but the bulk of the Torah are all of the dinim that are derived through the drushes, through the meters. So the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar is, do you declare it as this? What's an afkemina? How you declare it? So the Be'er Sheva gives one or two nafkeminas, and the Prima Gadim gives 10 nafkeminas. So the Prima Gadim quotes this Kesef Mishnah from the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. He starts ticking off one after the other after the other. What's the difference whether you label something as Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? So one of the major nafkeminas is this Rambam's Pshat Aliyah, the Rabbis of Shal Rashi. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say a different nafkemina, but the students always used to argue with him. In Hilchas Yom Kippur, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote a Gemara from Beitza Daf Lamed, that if the mutav shiyushogigim lo yul mezidin, it says that there are people who are eating during this man of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and they are in violation of the din. It's supposed to be Moisim Mechor Lavakot, it's supposed to stop eating before Yom Kippur comes in. So if there are people who are in violation of the din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and you know that even if you'll scream at them, you give Musas, but Garnish Elfen. So the Gemara says, Mutav Shiyu Shogigim V'lo Yuhu Mizi. So don't tell them anything. You're going to tell them, you're going to make it worse. They'll continue to violate Aver B'meis. So the Gemara says, so some thought that only applies to a din de Rabbanon. The Gemara says, no, not only a din de Rabbanon. Tosefes Yom Kippur is a din de Raisa, and it even applies over there. And what if they're eating Yom Kippur proper? What if their mom is eating Yom Kippur? So then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes from the Rashba. No, that's different. Eating on Yom Kippur, that's Torah Shebichsav. Those state the fish. Tosefes Yom Kippur, that's only Torah Shebal Peh. So Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to, when he used to talk about this topic, this is one of his favorite topics also. What's the difference between Al Pidin? Is there any difference in Halacha between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh? So that first page in the Prima Gaon, I remember many years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael. I remember I wanted to see what it is, Merkaz HaRav Kook. So I walked into my new son-in-law, learns in Merkaz HaRav Kook. But this is before he was born, Kodem Bria Zarah. So around 28 years ago, I walked into Merkaz HaRav Kook. I wanted to know what was going on there. So all of a sudden I say, when I walked in, everybody's running out. So I say, where's everybody running? They're all running to hear Rav Zhulti Shir. So everybody's running, so I also ran. So they ran on a bus, and they took a bus, and they went to his home. He used to give his shir in his home. So he was giving shir on a darim. That was the topic of the shir. Had a whole shtickle Torah and a Gemara, and it's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. A whole pilpul on this Prima Gadim, and the Psicha Kalelis with this Be'er Sheva. He gave a whole pilpul on that. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to also talk about these topics. He used to say, oh, you see that there's another difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Whatever is Torah Shebichsav, you don't say Mutav Shiyushogim. Whatever is Torah Shebal Peh, then you say Mutav Shiyushogim. So I remember when Rabbi Soloveitchik said it, so the students disagreed with him, and they said, you look there in the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchas Yom Kippur, he quotes this Rashba. The Rashba gives a reason why. Ananda Maisa. He says, Torah Shebichsav Beisim Dachala. Everybody knows what it says in Chumash. What do you mean, Mutav Shiyushogim V'lo Yemizidin? They know you're not allowed to eat. They Zayin Dach Mizidin. But what if you live in a generation that the people don't know anything from anything? Mm-hmm. So even on a Torah Shebichsav, also you can say, Mutav Shiyushogim V'lo Yemizidin. You live in our generation. The people they never heard of Chazan, and they never heard of Kashas, never heard of Taras HaMishmach, never heard of anything. So you can say Mutav Shiyushogim V'lo Yemizidin on Torah Shebichsav also. The Rashba is working in a generation. Everybody knows what it says in Tanakh. Yeah. Everybody knows Torah Shebichsav. So you can't say mutav shishagulay mizidin. It's mazid anyway. I'm not going to make anything worse, so then I should give musa. But if you have a pasuk in the chumash that the people don't know about, the Rashba seems to hold that you would say mutav shishagulay mizidin, even on Torah shemichsav also, not just on Torah shabalpeh. Pashta says that that Rashba is for different reasons, because on Torah shemichsav they are mazid. It's not shagul. This is the famous Gemara.
Why do we have difficulty today in terms of a man who refuses to give a get? If it's a dike that I want to make Kaddish, they can resolve the matter.
In certain
circumstances. I mean, is it all inclusive?
So this is a famous dispute quoted by the Ramah. The Ramah, we're familiar with the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch and the tiny letters, but the Ramah also has a commentary on the bottom of the tour that's called the Darkei Moishes. In the beginning of Eben Ezra, I think Simon Hay or something, one of the early Simonim, the Ramah quotes that this is a big dispute in the days of the Balei Atosis and the Rishonim. How far do you have a right to go with this? Avkinu Rabban Kedusha Minei. So the Gemara only has it in several cases. Here, and in Bava Basra, Daf Memches, and in Ksubas Daf Gimel, and Yivam Daf Tzadik, very few cases. And only in a case where the husband gave a get which was no good minatara, and the get is good midirabban. The Gemara doesn't have a case, he didn't do anything. The man is just married, and Bezin just says, we hereby declare your marriage is null and void. You don't have such a Gemara. Maybe the Bezin has a right to even to do that. They decide they want he's miserable husband, and they want to permit the wife to remarry, so we say
he doesn't want to give a get,
so we declare that their marriage is null and void. Do they have the right to do that or not? So that was a machlekes harishon, and there was a group of Balei Atosis that held like that, but that was only the minority opinion, and the Ramah writes that it was never accepted. The majority never accepted it, that we only apply this klal about kinu rabbanan kedusha minei to the few instances that appear in the Gemara where the fellow gave a get. He did give a get, except that min atar, the get is no good. So the rabbanan, we say the get is good. What do you mean the rabbanan, the get is good? How can you allow an eshes ish to remarry? So then you apply the klal about kinu rabbanan kedusha minei. But if he didn't give a get at all, so then the majority opinion among the Rishonim was a debate. There was such a view. The majority opinion that was followed was that they have no right to do that.
They could do that,
Here Taisus has a famous discussion. We'll have to talk about it next week, Polineta. Afkina Rabbanon. So Taisus says he can solve all the problems of Mamzeris. Let's say a woman remarried without a get, and she has children from the second husband who are clearly mamzerim.
No.
So the husband can do a trick. The first husband can do a stunt. She's still married to the first husband. So let him send the wife a get, and then the shliach should go on his way, travel to the wife. Then let the husband be mevatel the shliach shalei b'fnei hashaliach. And when it's going to say, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, afkir rabbani kedush, when they'll come out that she was never married to the first husband. So Taisa says, Yichol Mamzerim Litoyer. The Mishnah break the Tanoim, break the head. How do you undo Mamzeris? So if the first husband is dead already, so you can't undo. A brother and a sister have a child, that's a Mamzer, can't be undone. But if a woman is an Eshesish and she has a Mamzer and the husband and her husband is still alive, Yichol Mamzerim Litoyer. Let the husband make such a dreidel.
But that's post facto. But she did it when she knew that she's still married.
Okay. But the Gemara says you can send a get and then you'll be mevatel
shkedusha.
So that's all Taisus. Taisus has all these kashas. Taisus has all of these kashas.
Before you left for Israel, I asked you, Taisa Shema Kifonim.
About what Taisa Shema
Kifonim? Shalayim, and Machmir, more than others.
More, yeah.
Did I do it on Friday, I put it out Shabbat, like it did 3 weeks ago?
Oh, did they do longer? I wasn't in Yerushalayim on Yom Kippur. I wasn't in Yerushalayim on Yom Kippur. They have 40 minutes before the Shkia,
but not the
Svar Lachida. More than the other cities.
That's Rosh Hashanah.
More than the others.
Yom Kippur was.
I don't know. Attack wasn't in Yerushalayim. Chesnish. In this week's Sedra, there's an interesting thing. The Torah says that Rabban Shalom told Noach that he should make a table, he should go onto the table. So it says twice. It says that Noach did everything that the Rabban Shalom commanded him. How does it say? Vayas Noach kechol asher tzivo oso Elokim kein oso. That's what it says, the last pasuk in Perek Vav. Then it repeats again in pasuk Hey in Perek Zayin. Vayas nayach kechoil ashet tzivahu Hashem. Why does it say twice the same thing? So Rashi says, the first time it goes on constructing the teva, and the second time it goes on entering the teva. He entered the teva as the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded him. He entered the teva as the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded him. The very next pasuk says, the Rashi has the famous comment from the Medrash that he was Miktani Amona. He wasn't, it was shaky. He didn't enter the teva until it was mamish flooding. It was flooding. So what does it say? The building the teva he did right away. He started building, he spent 120 years on building, giving Musa. But the entering the teva also, the second time goes on the entering. Entering the teva is called. How is that? So they quote in the name of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, where he says, look here, if the guy lives in a generation, all the people are apikurs and nobody believes in God, they're all of the Avodah Zorah, they're all chomas, gezel, and arai, he's like in our generation, everyone's violating everything from top to bottom. So we're happy if he does Ktani Amona, Nishgefel. Ktani Amona does mean that you're an apikurist. Tana Amunah means that you're weak in Amunah. Of course, it's going to be weak in Amunah. How is a shach not to be weak in Amunah? There's the parsha in Novi, where the Novi in Sefer Melachim describes that Elisha HaNovi was walking on a highway, and then there was some Na'orim who started to make fun of him. They said, Alei Kereach. They called him bald, they're making fun of him. So he got so furious, he turned around and he said, the bear should come out of the forest and devour them. So the bears came out, the Gemara says it was a nest betoch nest, there was v'loy dubim v'loy yad, there was no forest, there were no bears, and it was a nest min hashmayim, a forest developed, and bears came and they swallowed up these people. So the minchas chinuch frekta kasha, you're allowed to curse, he cursed them, they should drop dead, and they dropped dead. You're allowed to curse a Jew, that he should drop dead, just like that. Just like that. So the minchas chinuch says, that the Gemara says on these Na'orim that they were Miktani Amona. Why were they angry at Elisha? Because they used to have a Parnasa, they used to sell fresh water to the city of Yericho. And he just
made the water
solved
sweet.
Their problem. He made the water sweet. He made the water sweet, so he just did them out of their job. They had no Parnasa. So that's why they were angry at him. That's why they were making fun of him. That's why they were harassing him. So the Gemara says that they were Miktani Amona, they were Shvachin Amona. Because even if you cause me to lose my whole parnasa, I should have emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam that my parnasa is going to come from heaven. So that's why they were shkotim, they were time on it. So the minhas kuna said, what are you going to say? They were miktani amona, so they're after kairis dina ka'akum, so there's no issa to curse him. So he says, come on. The Gemara says, miyom shechor beis hamigdush batlu anshi amona. There are no anshi, everybody's shvachin amona these days. They're going to say, everyone is an after kairis, you can't be mitzar for anybody to a minion. Allah zanin tani amona. So he says, a Ktani Amona does mean an apikar. Ktani Amona, Shvachin Amona, but it doesn't mean that it's nothing. So the same over here, that's what Adobala says. That Noach was Ktani Amona. For a person that lived in that generation, that's called Kechol Asher Tzivo Hashem. That's a Nishgefel. Let him fulfill the mitzvah. That's in our generation also like that. If a person should just keep the mitzvahs, even Bekoshi Godel, B'Shas Abchak B'Rievet, it'll also be a Madrega. I want to introduce, my daughter just got married 2 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael, so I brought some mashke and some cake to celebrate in the back afterward. But before we have the celebration, I want to introduce, we have a Rav from Eretz Yisrael that comes once a year, every year, he's not much riechas too much. He has a kollel where they learn, but they have a hashpua in the community. They try to give shiurim, public shiurim for the balabatim. Rabbi Yigal Rabbi comes once a year, every year, to raise some money for his kollel. Maybe he'll say a few words, just the mandas,
a little bit. We hear stories all the time about gedolim, the people run to them and they tell them, do so, or they tell them things that further on we see that it happened like the gedolim said. So many people start thinking, Ruach HaKodesh. So once I learned it for Hasidim, I asked the Mishkovsky, Zechono Livracha, about 20 years ago, is it Ruach HaKodesh? He said, what do you think? Ruach HaKodesh is rolling under the tables, every place Ruach HaKodesh, there is no Ruach HaKodesh in our generation. Miyom shebatla nevuah miYisrael nitna leshotim. The nevuah went to... So how come that still we see stories, we see cases that like we cannot understand it simply. So I saw in a Gaon in Mishle, he says like this, that actually everybody has neshome. The only thing, we don't see the neshome. Ari HaKadosh could see the neshome. We don't see the neshome. We have a wall, our body, our physical needs, our wall between ourselves and the neshome. But the neshome sees everything from end to end. There is no limit for the sight of the neshome, okay? Now, the neshome is coming sometimes and it's telling person something, but what the idea is, we don't know. A person has dimyonos. A person doesn't stop thinking about many things. All the time we think. So, do you know where it's coming from? If it's coming from the neshama or from your imagination or from something that you saw last night or yesterday? You don't know where it's coming, where it entered your mind, you don't know. So if you don't know, you shut up. You don't try to put your thought into the actual life, because even if you thought 2 days ago that the bursa will fall down or the Wall Street will fall down, you wouldn't do anything because just it entered your head, you know. So the whole problem is we have so many thoughts, we don't know how to what's true and what's not true. A person who is